electro rock outfit, Heloise and the Savoir Faire, a band fronted by Heloise Williams. They released their debut album, Trash, Rats, and Microphones, back in 2008 and didn't do much after that. I would love, love, love more music from them. They are just such fun dance rock music. We heard the song Downtown from Heloise and the Savoir Faire. And then, of course, kicking that set off, brand new music from The Gossip. It was back in 2005 that they released their album, Standing in the Way of Control, with that title track, Standing in the Way of Control, a song that absolutely railed against the Bush administration fighting for gay marriage rights. And here we are in 2024 with The Gossip releasing a new album simply called Real Power. I just love when a queer woman like Beth Ditto chants, "Give me real power." What it is to be a queer woman in America chanting, "Give me real power," just makes my heart soar. We heard the title track, Real Power, from The Gossip. All right, lots more music still to get to coming up in the next half hour here on Girly So Groovy. I've got music on the way from Kate Nash, Patti Smith, the B-52s, but coming up next, music that has been featured regularly here on the program, especially with their new album, but it is music I am still so excited to share with you. Oakland, California band Shannon and the Clams, a band that channels doo-wop, rockabilly, and 1960s girl groups with a dose of R&B and surf, punk, and garage rock thrown in. Just is so much fun music to get to. So, the band has released their seventh album, The Moon is in the Wrong Place. We are going to get to some brand new Shannon and the Clams here on Girly So Groovy.
We're so close, yet so far. It's hard to explain where you are. You're the constellations. You are the breeze. You are the birds. You are the trees. No, oh, I can't touch you that I realize. Cause you are every star and I'm not afraid to
laugh so much. How when you're talking that you touch, she's instantly more pretty and more interesting than me. She is thinking before she speaks. She is not all red and angry. I bet she doesn't like to eat. I bet her feet don't even stink. I know your eyes are just for me. Kiss that girl, I will shrink up and I will die and I will think of a thousand ways that I can hurt you and you will never touch my hand. Kiss that girl and I will shrink up and I will die and I will think of a thousand ways that I can hurt you and you will never touch my hand. Tonight we have not got on well. I know I have given you hell. I wish we should have stayed at home, 'cause now I'm standing on my own and you are having a nice time with a girl I really don't like. I know your eyes are just for my fun. Kiss that girl and I will shrink up and I will die and I will think of a thousand ways. Shrink up and I will die and I will think of a thousand ways that I can hurt you and you will never touch my hand.
We are decade hopping here on Girly So Groovy, reaching back to 1964, a song that is 60 years old. One of Detroit's shining star girl groups, it is the Marvelettes with their song Too Many Fish in the Sea, released as a single back in 1964. In the middle, it is music from the critically acclaimed, absolutely girly, so groovy loved pop singer-songwriter Kate Nash. She has a brand new album out called Nine Sad Symphonies, but we've reached back to her sophomore album, My Best Friend Is You, for her song Kiss That Girl. Kate Nash is on tour with her new album. I had an opportunity to see her this past weekend, and it was absolutely fabulous. Kate Nash has dates coming up in the future in cities where you can hear Girly So Groovy. She'll be in Chicago this week and then Vancouver later on in the tour. To see all of her tour dates, go to katenash.com. And then starting that set off, it is new music from Oakland, California band Shannon and the Clams. Their newest album is called The Moon Is in the Wrong Place. It is the band's seventh album. We heard the song, Oh, So Close, Yet So Far. Okay, let's keep things going. This next artist is a trailblazer that needs absolutely no introduction. It's Patti Smith here on Girly So Groovy.
As long as you're safe, Kimberly. Now
three musical acts right there that all in their own way defined the genres they were working in at the time of their releases. Music right there from the iconic, flamboyant, and campy purveyors of early 80s, late 70s alternative rock. Of course, it is the B-52s with their song 52 Girls. That comes from their incredible breakout 1979 self-titled debut album. In the middle, it is music from the band Elastica, the short-lived Britpop band that just built a career on hook-heavy new wave alternative rock, really making a dent in 1990s Britpop music. We heard the song 2 to 1. That comes from Elastica's self-titled 1995 debut album. And then, of course, starting that set off, a musician that takes fierce, literate punk rock to expand the possibilities of what rock and roll can be. Of course, it is Patti Smith reaching back to her career grounding 1975 debut album Horses. We heard the song Kimberly from Patti Smith. We are about to dive into the second hour of the program, but before we do that, let me just remind you, if you ever miss an episode of Girly So Groovy or would like to just listen again, you can do that at your leisure anytime you like. We are online. All you need to do is go to the website mixcloud.com/girlysogroovy, girly and groovy ending with an IE. When you're there, you will find 10 weeks worth of Girly So Groovy. That's 20 hours worth of Girly So Groovy just waiting for you to press play, press pause, and like I say, listen at your leisure. If you're one of the more than 2,000 followers on our Mixcloud page, and if this is where you are listening right now, I cannot say thank you enough for tuning in. Okay, let's wrap up this first hour. I want to share with you some new music from a musician named Ness Nost. Ness Nost is a songwriter based out of Vancouver. Her music can be described as indie rock meets folk rock, pulling in a little bit of jazz influence as well. Her most recent release is an EP called Working Hours. We're going to listen to the song Slow Quitter. Again, Ness Nost. NessNost. If you like what you hear, Ness Nost is on Bandcamp. Here she is right now here on Girly So Groovy.
She woke up late again, not sure where she's been. Why? She looks right to her left, sees cigarettes and gin. Why? Well, I think her body's telling her something she needs to know. Like, how you gonna keep on playing this kind of show? Baby, please, honey, darling, please, slow down. Down at the club. Why? She says she's late, but she's just busy screwing up. Why? Well, I think her body's telling her something she needs to know. Like, girl, you can't keep doing this. It's getting hard to grow, baby. Please, honey, darling, please, slow down. Trying to move mountains when she's stuck down in a hole. She's stuck down in a hole. Please, honey, please, baby child. Please,
Welcome to the second hour of Girly So Groovy, the only show dedicated to the women who rock and to you, the listener who loves them. We are a show where the music always sings for itself. I'm your host, Trevor Klendert, bringing you two full hours of fabulous female-fronted radio week after week. The two-hour mixtape continues, and into the second hour, I have music on the way from Ostra, Sookie and Lee, Baby Rose, Patty Griffin, Aretha Franklin coming up, but we are going to kick off the second hour with a soul artist that I feel like we haven't had on the show for a while. It is a soul legend that capitalized on that UK blue-eyed soul sound. It is Miss Dusty Springfield here on Girly So Groovy.
Willie and Laura Mae Jones were neighbors a long time back. They live right down the road from us in a shack just like our shack. The people work the land together and we learn to count on each other. When you live off the land, you don't have the time to think about another man's color. The cotton was high and the corn was growing fine. But there was another place and another time.